Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, yes, it's Trump. Trump attacks former GOP governor of Texas, Rick Perry, and calls him a hypocrite and pokes fun at Perry's glasses. Let's get right to it, shall we? The billionaire recently attacked another GOP presidential candidate, former Texas governor, GOP governor Rick Perry, an Air Force veteran who called on Trump to drop out of the race. Furious words at John McCain and John McCain's vaunted POW status. In Trump's words, quote, "He puts glasses on so people will think he's smart," unquote, he said to laughs. "And it just doesn't work. You know, people can see through the glasses," unquote. Trump called out Perry as a hypocrite in an Instagram post Wednesday that showed the two men meeting at Trump's office in the last presidential cycle, 2012. When Perry ran for president. Trump said Perry was, quote, "playing nice and begging for my support and money," unquote. Donald even went after yet another GOP presidential contender, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, saying he's probably not as smart as Rick Perry, which after poking fun at Rick Perry for wearing glasses to try and appear smart, amounts to nothing more than a full-throated effort to completely marginalize Lindsey Graham as a viable candidate. Well, the Donald is making noises of running as a third-party candidate, like Ross Perot back in 1992. Back then, George Herbert Walker Bush was the president and running for re-election. And Perot certainly torpedoed any chance he had for returning to the White House. But Donald is the master of his own destiny and very much the captain of his own ship. It is the GOP that is in mastery of absolutely nothing and the captain of complete chaos. 16 GOP candidates are running for president, and the landscape is already littered with corpses. Donald Trump couldn't have picked a better time to run for president. He will squeeze out every advantage in this free-for-all on the GOP side to extract whatever mileage he can out of this whole exercise. And a run for the White House as a third-party candidate is a very distinct and real possibility. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.